didn't choke on the banana. It must just have become lodged in her throat. So all of a sudden she just went limp. Her eyes started rolling. She was shaking. It was horrific.
So when you say she didn't choke then, there wasn't that, you know, sort of gagging thing?
No, that you're looking out for. You're looking out for that noise, aren't you? And there was none of that. So I think that's what shocked me even more. Because I just wasn't expecting what happened next.
And who made the connection then between the banana and her condition?
We ran to the first aid tent. And I just was screaming, help my baby, save my baby. And all I could think to do was explain that she's just eaten a banana. And they asked if she was allergic to anything. I said no. And, you know, these amazing people. There was a British Red Cross running the tent that day. But then there were these amazing people just came from nowhere. A doctor, two paramedics and a nurse, all off duty, must just have seen the commotion and ran. And saved Beatrice.
And what did they do?
I mean, I was hysterical. I think they must have given her chest compressions. And she, on the note that we've got from the first aid tent, it says that, you know, she then bought up some regurgitated banana.
You know, the terror that you must have been in at that moment, Sarah.
I actually thought that we'd lost her. I thought she... Yeah, it was horrific.
And these were people who were, you say you went to the first aid tent, but they were then aided by passers-by in the crowd who just came and offered their services, presumably medically qualified people.
Yeah, a doctor, two paramedics. Don't even know who they are. It's just what an amazing stroke of luck that they were there at that time to help.
How is Beatrice now?
She seems to be doing fine. Totally oblivious to the whole thing, thank God.
Have you managed to get back in touch with the people who saved her life?
No. We're really trying. We've got Facebook out there. We've been in the Evening Mail. But we've just got no idea who they are. And I'm so desperate just to find them, just so they know how grateful we are to them.